The number of confirmed whooping cough cases in Henderson County has risen to 70, up from 53 reported on Thursday. Monday's update from the Henderson County Health Department said most cases continue to be diagnosed in school-age children, although the outbreak is community-wide. Whooping cough or pertussis is highly contagious, and health officials say the continued increase in cases is not unusual. The bacterial infection impacts the lungs and airways and often starts with symptoms like the common cold. Infants and people with compromised immune systems are at highest risk for serious complications. As health officials track the spread, they continue to stress the importance of covering your mouth or nose when you cough and sneeze, along with frequent hand washing to prevent transmission. Health Director Steve Smith says the community should remain mindful of symptoms and remember that vaccination provides the most effective protection against whooping cough.
Well, they're certainly recommended on the vaccine schedule for early children. That DTaP vaccine is for those less than 7 years of age. There's usually three doses by the age of 7 months and then two boosters that follow that. And that whole series should be completed before any child goes to school. And then TDAP, which is just a different formulation, is for those that are 7 years plus of age, recommended for adolescents around 11 or 12 if they haven't had one, sometimes also because of waning immunity, for pregnant moms in their third trimester. And then adults generally get a booster every 10 years related to also being protected from tetanus.
There have been a handful of cases reported in neighboring Buncombe and Transylvania counties, but so far no connection to the outbreak. The last major outbreak of whooping cough in Henderson County was back in 2017. You can find out more at our website, bpr.org.